High FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
So a story that we certainly started discussing yesterday was about the Tel Aviv Heat rugby team, right? We've got this challenge coming up in South Africa, and it is called the Mzansi Challenge. It is a rugby challenge, and initially Tel Aviv Heat was invited to come and play and participate in that. And we know, as South Africans, we understand profoundly the value of having sport and the ability to unite through sport. I mean, look at what happened in 1995, right? We had the Rugby World Cup. We had the African Cup of Nations. We won both. And it united South Africa and South Africans. And then in 2010, we had the World Cup here, and it united South Africans, and it united us across all peoples, not only South Africans, it united us with the rest of the world. It was an amazing time. Sport has the ability to do that. South Africa, who, you know, says that we care very much about the Palestinians. Well, if we care about the Palestinians, then maybe what we need to do is actually step in as a mediator and create a situation of peace for the Palestinians and the Israelis. And you can only do that as a neutral party. You don't get that by saying to somebody, you know what, we're actually withdrawing our invitation. You can't come to the wedding. You can't come to the Mzansi Challenge. I'm trying to get my head around this. Who is driving this? How are these decisions being made? So we called up the general manager of South Africa's South Africa's Friends of Israel. And joining me is Pamela Ngubane. Morning, Pam. How are you?
Morning. How are you? Thank you for having me on.
Thank you so much for your time. So who is making these decisions to withdraw invitations? Is that who's doing that?
SARU has made the decision under pressure. It's just come to light that the SARU president actually received death threats for inviting the Tel Aviv Heat. And they've capitulated to those death threats and to the threats of violence from the thuggish BDS faction, who are essentially terrorists. They've declared themselves terrorists, and now we are in a situation where SARU has cowed to terrorists, and we are now a country that condones terrorism and capitulates to terrorism.
But isn't that it's very hypocritical to say, well, you know what, we're here for Palestinian rights. Firstly, can we just put it out there that you don't have to be a bipartisan. You can be pro-Israel or pro-Israelis and pro-Palestinians. Both have valid cases. Let's put that out there. Right?
Being pro-Israel does not mean being anti-Palestinian. And neither does it have to be vice versa.
Exactly.
In fact, if you do support the Palestinians, then you would support peace with Israel above all things. But we have people here who are determined not to allow there to be a normalization of relations with Israel, with South Africa, and between Israel and the Palestinians. Those people are enemies of peace.
So what do we do? What do we do to actually be effective? Because as a country, South Africans, firstly, we are spectacular people. I choose my South African countrymen over any other countrymen in the world. But sometimes decisions are made for us where we could be effective, but decisions are made for us where we become very ineffective in a situation like this. So how do we change that? How do we gain more influence in who's making these decisions?
We gain more influence by connecting to all the people who actually think the same way we do. In fact, there's way more people in South Africa that support Israel than don't, for numerous reasons. There's many churches that support Israel from a theological perspective. There's businesses that support Israel because Israel is the startup nation. In all spheres, there's agriculturalists who absolutely worship the ground Israeli agricultural scientists walk on because of the amazing things they've done in Africa and around the world in the fields of agriculture. So what we are failing to do, though, is to bring all these voices together and say Israel is a partner for good in the world. We will not tolerate Israel being bullied and people who want to interact with Israel being bullied and receiving death threats. In fact, we should ask Saru as well, just as a start, have you opened a case against these people? Have you asked the police to investigate these death threats? You know, and if they haven't, then why not? And then lastly, we need to make it clear to our government that we are not going to tolerate a situation where the well-being of South African people who need development that Israel can bring is being put on the side in favor of pursuing an anti-Israel, anti-Jewish ideology, which serves no one. It doesn't even serve them. It doesn't serve the Palestinians. You know, peace is actually the end game of all of this. Peace is going to have to be established, whether anyone likes it or not. We just need to ask ourselves, are we going to tolerate more and more deaths in the road to peace? People who support BDS, who hate Israel, are actually saying they would they are willing to tolerate bodies piling up instead of that stopping in the name of peace.
God forbid. God forbid. Pam, that is where we leave it. I'm sure that it is not the last conversation that we will be having. And I wish you a wonderful day. And thank you so much for lending us your opinion. Thank you very much. That is Pamela Ngubane, who is the General Manager of South African Friends of Israel, discussing South African Rugby Union, denying the Israeli rugby team the ability to participate in the Mzansi Challenge.